Picture this. A ski slope in Slovenia. Frigid night. But no skiers in sight. Just a cozy cabin. Antennas rotating, lights flickering, and the sounds of Morse code in the air. You've stumbled into the world of ham radio.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're diving into today. An article from a Slovenian ham radio publication.
How?
It's about the S50 CLX, a project from way back in 2001. The Cirkno Radio Club built it.
Hmm.
So get this. These folks basically created their own global network. They were pushing tech limits and even connected with the ISS. All before most people knew what broadband was.
It really shows you the ingenuity and the community always at the heart of ham radio. A whole network of people passionate about radio tech, experimentation, the thrill of making contact across distances.
So for those who aren't ham radio experts, like myself,
sure.
What is ham radio all about?
Well, it's about people communicating around the world, even into space, using radio waves. It's pushing the boundaries of what's possible with this tech, like bouncing signals off the moon or chatting with astronauts.
That's amazing. Makes you think about how much we rely on smartphones and internet now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Was this digital aspect always part of ham radio? Or did it come later?
For a long time, it was mainly voice and Morse code. But people wanted to share more. Complex info, connect in new ways. So packet radio came about. The first digital revolution in ham radio.
Packet radio. So what is that exactly? What makes it so revolutionary?
Imagine wanting to send more than just a message or a voice call. With packet radio, you could send data, plans, articles, even real-time stuff over radio waves.
Wow. So for people without widespread internet access, that must have been huge.
Absolutely. For many, it was a lifeline, especially in countries with limited infrastructure. They could exchange vital info, connect with the world, break down those communication barriers.
These Slovenian operators weren't just casual hobbyists, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, the article mentions building their own hardware, writing code, creating a nationwide network.
Exactly. Remarkable. They even designed and built their own modem and radio. The S5 SCC DMA modem and the S570 WBRE radio for this project speaks to their skill and commitment.
It sounds like they were really pushing the limits. And speaking of pushing limits, the article also talks about needing real-time info, like knowing who's broadcasting, where, on what frequency. Is that where DX clusters come in?
Yes. Real-time info is key. It's like knowing the best fishing spots. You want to be where the action is. DX clusters were developed to solve that problem.
Okay.
They're networks of servers.
Yeah.
Collecting and sharing real-time info about ham radio activity globally.
So it's like a constantly updating global news feed for ham radio.
Great analogy. Gives you a sense of the scale and importance.
And that brings us to the S50 CLX. The Cirkno Radio Club wanted to build their own DX cluster server for Western Slovenia. What made them take on such a huge project?
Access to global DX cluster info was limited in Slovenia at the time. They wanted to create a reliable, comprehensive resource for their community.
Sounds like a huge undertaking. What kind of resources did they have to pull this off?
No massive funding. Or corporate sponsorships. Relied on ingenuity, local sponsors, meticulous sourcing and assembling of equipment. True community effort.
Inspiring to see that dedication.
It is. The community spirit in ham radio. People coming together, yeah. Resources, expertise to achieve a common goal.
Okay, so we have this passionate group, a vision for a connected community, and a shoestring budget. I'm really eager to hear how they built this S50 CLX. But maybe we can step back first. Look at the technical side.
Yeah.
What was powering this DIY marvel?
Okay. Imagine the S50 CLX as a machine, a well-oiled machine.
Okay.
Linux is the engine, known for its flexibility. Open source, Postgres, the fuel tank, powerful database holding the data. CLX, software developed by German ham radio operators, acts as the gears, keeping it running smoothly, and the wheels connecting it all to the network.
Uh-huh.
The Slovenian-made S5 SCC DMA modem and S570 WB radio.
Wow, quite the setup. Combining computer parts with custom hardware and software.
Absolutely. Resourcefulness and technical prowess.
So the server, the database, the software, and the connection to the network, what kind of impact did this project have on the community in Slovenia and beyond? Did it achieve what the Cirkno Radio Club set out to do?
It did. Reach extended beyond expectations. The S50 CLX connected users across Slovenia, Europe, even Canada, a vital resource for operators globally.
Wow. So this project, from a local club with limited resources, ended up having a global impact.
Yes. In August 2001, the S50 CLX was ranked 9th most active DX cluster server in the world.
9th?
Out of 643.
That's a huge achievement. really speaks volumes.
And the S50 CLX was more than just a DX cluster. Its database included information from the International Directory of Ham Radio Operators, lists of QSL managers who help verify radio contacts, and details about awards, contests, and other ham radio events. It became a central hub for all things ham radio.
Sounds like it was a game changer. And all thanks to the Cirque No Radio Club. The article mentions Danilo Brelli, S50U, and Josier Crunch, S50JK.
Yes, they were key. Their dedication and expertise were instrumental. But this was a collective effort. Countless other club members, sponsors, a wider community. A beautiful example of what happens when people share a passion.
Sounds like they built something special. Did they have bigger plans? Or did they stop with the S50 CLX?
Their vision went further. They wanted to constantly push.
What did they have in mind?
Faster connections. Integration with the internet, local info like weather forecasts. The S50 CLX is a truly comprehensive resource for the ham radio community.
Inspiring. This relentless pursuit of innovation. But with all this technology, global reach, it's important to remember the people who poured their hearts and souls into this.
Right.
The article painted a picture. Late nights, troubleshooting, camaraderie over challenges, satisfaction of seeing their vision realized.
It's a testament to the human spirit.
It makes you think. In our hyper-connected world, we take communication for granted. What can we learn from this community? These people were building global networks, experimenting with technology, fostering connections, driven by love for their craft.
A powerful reminder. Innovation and connection can thrive, even without commercial interests. Or mainstream tech. Sometimes all it takes is passion. And pushing boundaries.
That's a story worth telling. We'll continue exploring after a short break.
Really makes you appreciate it. The dedication and ingenuity of the ham radio community.
Absolutely. A testament to human connection, innovation in unexpected places. It's easy to, you know, romanticize the S50 CLX success. But I'm sure there were challenges. What were some of the obstacles?
Building something this big with limited resources, it's never easy. One of the biggest. Reliable internet access. Affordable, too. Remember, this is 2001. Broadband wasn't everywhere. They had to be creative, find cost-effective solutions to connect globally.
It's fascinating. Having to overcome those limits speaks to their problem-solving determination. Any specific examples of resourcefulness from the article?
There's a story about the power supply for the server.
Yeah.
Power outages were common. They couldn't risk losing data, disrupting service. So they partnered with a local company. They provided uninterrupted power.
Yeah.
For critical infrastructure, a win-win. Publicity for the company, stability for the S50 CLX.
Perfect example of the ingenuity, the collaboration. This wasn't just tech expertise, it was community, resourcefulness, shared passion.
Exactly. And it wasn't just the hardware and software, the interface was key too. User-friendly. They put a lot of effort into that, making it easy to use, even for, well, those who weren't tech savvy.
That's crucial. What good is a tool if people can't use it, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like they understood their audience, their needs.
Yeah. They knew the S50 CLX wouldn't just be for experienced operators, newcomers too, those intimidated by complex tech. They wanted to make it accessible for everyone.
Thoughtful design, breaking barriers, inclusivity.
And it speaks to ham radio's impact. It attracts all kinds of people of different levels of expertise. The S50 CLX team recognized that.
Right.
Created a tool that catered to that diversity.
Technology should empower. Not exclude.
Absolutely. The S50 CLX shows that, bringing people together, sharing knowledge, a more connected community.
We forget that sometimes. In today's world, tech can feel isolating, impersonal. It's refreshing to hear this story. The S50 CLX, it's a product of its time, but for social media, ubiquitous internet. Could a project like this emerge today?
That's a good question. We have way more tech now, resources, building a server, connecting it, much easier, more affordable than in 2001. But there's also more noise, distraction in the digital world.
Right. So could a project like this, driven by passion, community, cut through that, capture the attention of a new generation?
It's something to think about. But the spirit of ham radio, that drive to explore, experiment, connect, timeless, might look different today. New technologies, platforms, but the core values, they're still there.
That's a hopeful thought. Maybe the S50 CLX will inspire a new generation to create the next big thing in ham radio.
It could. It's a story about human ingenuity, community, radio's allure as a communication medium.
As we wrap up this part of our dive into the S50 CLX, what are some key takeaways for the listeners?
I think the biggest one is this. Innovation doesn't always need tons of money or cutting-edge tech. Sometimes it's about seeing a need bringing people together, finding creative solutions to overcome limits.
Impactful change. It can start locally. Small groups can make a difference.
Definitely. And it shows ham radio is still relevant in our increasingly digital world.
It fosters skills, technical skills, problem solving, understanding how communication tech works, more valuable than ever in today's world.
I agree. Ham radio is not just a hobby. It's a gateway to learning, innovation, connection. The S50 CLX proves that.
A story that reminds us that sometimes those innovations, the really meaningful ones, they come from passion.
Yeah.
A desire to help a community. We've talked about the technical stuff, the global reach, but I'm curious about the people behind it all. The article mentions Danilo Brelli and Joja Cranch.
Right.
What can you tell us about them?
Danilo and Joja, they were the driving force, experienced operators. They understood the tech and they wanted to contribute to their community.
Remember their roles in the project?
Well, Danilo, he was the tech guy. A real problem solver. New Linux, networking, radio tech. Designed and built the server. Made sure it all worked. Joe's, he was more the people person. Bringing everyone together. Getting support, resources, making it happen.
A good balance. Skills and personalities to make it work.
Yeah, they were both passionate. But ham radio, connecting people across borders, cultures.
The article talks about the team working late in that cabin. Antennas humming, screens glowing. Must have been quite the experience.
It was. Late nights, fueled by, well, caffeine and the thrill of solving problems. But it wasn't just work. Camaraderie, laughter, the sense of purpose, building something together.
Innovation. It's a social thing. Human connection. Yeah. Shared purpose. Not just lone geniuses.
Exactly. Bouncing ideas. Supporting each other. Through the ups and downs of a project like this.
Makes you think, you know, remote work today. Virtual collaboration. Do we lose some of that? It's
different, that's for sure. But the human need to connect, create together, I think it's always there. Might look different. New tools, new platforms, but the drive's the same.
As we wrap up this dive into the S50 CLX, what's the one thing you want listeners to remember?
A sense of wonder, inspiration. The S50 CLX shows what's possible. Human ingenuity, community, the power of radio. It's a reminder innovation can happen anywhere, anytime, and small groups can make a real impact.
It reminds us to never underestimate the power of passion, dedication, a shared dream. Any advice for those listening, inspired to explore ham radio?
Jump in. There's a community out there ready to share. You don't have to be an expert. Resources for all levels, always something to learn.
Maybe they'll even build the next S50 CLX.
The possibilities are out there.
We'll be sure to include links to the Cirgno Radio Club and other resources in the show notes. Big thanks to you for this fascinating look into the S50 CLX.
It's my pleasure.
And to everyone listening, keep exploring. Keep learning, keep connecting. Until next time.